you worry about what other people think, remember that only some, very few, love and almost all just don't care. With this, I welcome you all to our today's podcast. Well, everybody, whether they like to admit it or not, has fears and get anxious about certain things. It can be a spider crawling on the ground, a barking dog, speaking in front of a large group, or even attending a meeting. In most cases, though, people cope with fears and confront them. But sometimes these fear causes tremendous anxiety and they interfere with normal day-to-day life. This is when the actual danger arises, and it's called phobia. You must have understood what a podcast is about today. Yes, you are right, and I know every one of my listeners is very smart and they are listening to me. Understanding ourselves matters and it pays off in long run. Especially if we are talking about irrational social fears that come in a way of daily routine, things can get pretty messed up. Most of you must be thinking, it's okay to be embarrassed, or rather it's okay to get nervous when you have to go on a social gathering. But it's not always okay. If you're not able to overcome it, it's not. The fear of social situations where you might think that you're embarrassed or people are judging you is all part of social phobia. Almost 10% of total population is affected by it. And I never thought I could be one of them. Yes, you heard it right. I am a person who has a social phobia. Although I have able to overcome it to some extent with certain help, but not totally. I was not able to understand that I have this phobia until one day I realized what I have been practicing for 3 years is part of social phobia. During this time, I was being excessively self-conscious and was afraid of being humiliated in front of others. Prior to this, even when I felt the world is crashing around me, I always acted like everything was perfectly fine. I couldn't think of a time when things started becoming difficult for me. Truly, I cannot even be sure that I am happy or carefree. The one thing I know is that I was never happy with myself. I never liked talking to strangers, mingling in parties, or being called on. Even when I knew my friends wanted me to be there, I used to make excuses. And this was the time when I realized that I wasn't normal, the things aren't going in a normal way. All this never bothered me until one day I actually found out I'm suffering from social phobia. Along with this, I even had eating disorder and agoraphobia. I was scared of going to open places, meet people, and when I used to do it, I used to eat a lot or used to starve myself. Either way, I had some or the other things that weren't right. I have been working for past 15 years and have never had a set group of friends. I always thought it's okay, but then I realized it isn't. When everyone used to hang out with their friends and I thought I am different, it was like, okay, fine. How does it matter? It does matter. You need to hang out with people. When people used to ask me to join in, I used to have trouble breathing. I could feel racing and pounding of heart. There was a chest pain, a tightness, trembling and shaking of hands. Like, I used to feel dizzy. There was a churning in stomach, sweating. I was never able to correlate, but when I started understanding myself, noticing these symptoms, I understood something is wrong. So, if something of this happens to you, you need to pay attention to it. Also, there was a feeling of overwhelming, like I had panic, an intense need to escape, and this always used to overpower me. I could feel I'm losing control and I just go crazy. To avoid this, what I did, I tried drifting from one group to another because I was able to convince myself that I'm unwanted and they don't want me, or just embarrassed with how I talk, look, eat, and and I annoy them for everything I do. So I used to move on. During this time, no one ever knew what I was going through or what actually I was hiding, because I always had a smile on my face. This compensated for almost everything, and no one thought I had a problem, but deep down I used to cry because I was not able to fit in. I used to copy people. I used to eat in a different manner, starve myself. I had to gather a courage to be with them. There was this, I had to fight with myself to be with people, to have a normal relationship. Due to this, I started doubting myself. I was like, no, I am not capable of doing anything. I lost all trust and confidence in myself. A normal task like filling a sheet, locking a door, talking to a colleague used to be a big thing. When I knew I had to attend a meeting, I had to go out. First, I used to practice it at my place. No one had an idea I was suffering from it. Smile always worked. Due to this, I became possessive about the things. I always worried, what if somebody would get to know? What if somebody would see me doing it? I did not want anybody to think I was socially anxious or weak, because then I would not be able to fit in. This behavior of mine was just going unnoticed, and I was okay with it in front of others, but not alone. Like when I was with myself, I used to know there's something wrong. Until one day, I actually talked with my friend, and I don't remember what made me do that, but I did. The strength that I had worked so hard to hold, I was not able to let it go. But then I talked to my friend. The smile was washed off by the tears I had never cried. Once I eventually calmed down, I told my friend everything I was going through, and also said, if all this is freaking you out, or you think I'm just stupid, let me know. I would go back to normal the next day and will not ever come up with this. This was the time when I was shocked to hear the response. My friend said, he's not going anywhere. He told me I shouldn't have done it alone. He said I am not alone, and he would help me through. This was like the best moment of my life. He said it's natural. He did not judge me. He said it's natural. If you want to avoid situations where you don't feel comfortable, it's fine. But if you actually want to conquer them and you think they are spoiling your life, they are ruining your day-to-day activities, you need to face your fears. So stop avoiding these feelings. If you'll do that, you'll feel better. It is just a short-term thing that avoidance can be a bliss, but not for long-term. And then he said, or he asked me to do something that I was scared of doing. So if you two are sailing in the same boat just like me, I would also suggest you to do things that I did. For that, first you just need to make a list of things that frighten you. The situations that you are scared of. If you are afraid of flying, you just need to write down what you are afraid of. Like you're afraid of taking off, you're afraid of buying a ticket, packing a suitcase, security, checking, boarding, listening to flight attendants, safety instructions. Just make a list. Once you have it, you need to build a ladder. That's like you have to put the least scary to the scariest. And then you have to climb this ladder one by one. Once you overcome one step, stay there for a while, then move on. This would be like working your way up to the ladder. Once you do that, you can practice it. The quicker you progress, the quicker you practice, you'll progress. But don't rush. You think you're fine doesn't mean you're fine. Give yourself some time. When you stop feeling uncomfortable and anxious, you can face your fears. Or while doing so, if you feel anxious, just try to calm yourself. Sit or stand comfortably with your back straight at a place. Put one hand on your chest and other on your stomach. Now, take a slow breath. Breathe through your nose Count to four. The hand on your stomach should rise. The hand on your chest should move very little. Hold your breath for a count of seven. Exhale through your mouth to a count of eight, pushing out as much air as you can while contracting your abdominal muscles. The hand on your stomach should move in as you exhale, but other hand that's on your chest should move very little. Inhale again. Repeat this cycle until you feel relaxed. You can practice this for 5 minutes twice a day. This will help. Alongside, you can also use your senses. You can go for a walk whenever you feel like things aren't right. Relax yourself by listening to some nice songs, relaxing tunes, bird singing. Eat your favorite savor little bite by bite. Sip a cup of coffee. Have a herbal tea. Give yourself a neck massage. Cuddle a pet. Wrap yourself in a soft blanket. Sit outside in cool breeze. Trust me, you'll feel relaxed. You'll feel so good. Now comes the most important thing. You need to challenge your negative thoughts about phobia. If you think you cannot do it, stop saying that to yourself. You are a fighter. You are a warrior. And I know that. If I can fight it, you too can. You just need to get the courage. So collect it. These practices would surely help you collect that. I won't say all this would just go instantly, but it will surely subside. So just try it and you will be able to overcome it. I would really love to know what your thoughts are about this. So with this, we come to the end of our podcast and I hope I was able to explain how to overcome your fear and be strong. If you have any questions or would want to share your story, please let us know. Bye for now. Stay home, stay safe. Have a nice day to all my listeners.